Hey, El. I'm Zio.
I'm Em.
And we'd like to thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you very much.
If you like what you hear, consider supporting us on Patreon. We're on Patreon as FicFans with a Z. You
should give us tons of money.
Well, or none. No pressure.
Give us all.
Anyway, enjoy the program.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fiction Fanatics. This is your man, Vox Doc, and my friend, Kasukabe.
Kasukabe!
Yeah, sure, close enough. And welcome back to week two of Anime April.
How you doing, people?
See, enough with the characters.
Yeah, that hurt my voice quite a bit, actually.
I can imagine. It didn't sound like in your range.
like you just said, this is week two of Anime Week. Last week, we did a Metabots review style thingy.
Let's see. A good old-fashioned buy-our-shit merchandise anime that
yeah, so,
I love in my heart.
Yep, so go check out that episode if you haven't already. And if you have, thanks a bunch.
Thank you a whole bunch, people. And also thank you for watching the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, that one did really well for some reason. We're not mad, it's just weird.
We're confused.
Yeah. Any hoozles.
Anyway, this week, we're talking about a little something a little bit newer. A little something made from 2020. A Netflix original... If you want to call them that, I guess.
Yeah, whenever they label anime like that, I'm always a little like,
Like, no, not really. It's Dorohedoro from manga creator Q Hayashida.
This is a really weird anime.
Because I love this anime. I love the manga more.
Yeah. So, backgrounds. I had never heard of this anime or manga. I looked it up on Netflix, and then I watched it. And that is my history with this series.
Sounds about 90% of the people who've watched this one. I like Q Hayashida's work. I actually read Die Dark before I read this. And then I found this while I was waiting for updates for Die Dark. This was actually produced from 2000 to 2018. First serialized in Shogakukan's monthly Ikki, but that stopped around, I want to say, 2014. Because the whole frickin' monthly Ikki ceased publication, so it went over to Hibana for about 2 years. Then when they ceased production, they moved over to monthly Shonen Sundays to finish out their stretch of serializations.
I get that feel. The same thing fucking keeps happening to Shaman King Flowers or whatever the hell they keep renaming it every time they restart it.
Every time they have to move it over to a not-dead publication?
Yeah, because, like, Shaman King Flowers started in, like, 2011. And then, like, it got 10 chapters, and then it got a different name after it restarted in, like, 2018?
Jeez.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I want that to continue, because I like Shaman King enough, but at the same time, I'm got a little bit like, I might be just done with this, because it keeps hopping around.
It needs to just finish, and then I'll look at it.
Okay, so an arc started before the first time they stopped publication, and then, like... It still's not done after, like, two jumps.
Jesus.
The main character's been, like, dead, and he's gonna come back. Like, they...
Well, I hope so.
Like, they really hard written, like, yeah, he's coming back. And I thought, like, oh, yeah, he'll be gone for, like, three chapters, then he'll come back all super powerful and awesome, and it's, like, 10 chapters later, and he's still fucking dead.
So he's still not on his factor.
Yeah, whatever. We're not talking Shaman King Flowers or
not
Shaman
yet.
King at all today. We're talking Dorohedoro.
So we were talking about the post-apocalyptic world of magicians and lizard people. So this is one of the only shows it has a blend of 2D animation and CG 3D animation. This is one of the only shows I actually can tolerate and actually kind of like in this.
Mm-hmm. It can work, and hell, it can be actually pretty good. Sneak peek next week. Super awesome.
Super good one.
But anime in 3D is always a little... squeaky?
Yeah, a little choppy.
The anime style really did develop to be, like, super easy to draw. And that, so, like, it's fine, but that simplified doesn't always work great in CG.
In CG, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially because Hayashida's technique in the manga, she has more of a chicken scratch, like, fine detail kind of work.
Yeah.
And they try to work it in here by, like, having dark, gritty details in their backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's moments when you'll just see, like, this character's obviously CG, and then there'll be moments where they're 2D. But they try to keep the CG mostly to, like, the action, mm-hmm. or, like, background, like, mouth-flappy moments.
Yeah.
When it doesn't really matter that you're looking at the character or not.
That makes sense.
Like, it doesn't look like the Berserk remake that's strictly a PS2 game.
Ugh,
90%
no,
of the time.
No. I liked Berserk, like, years ago, and no.
The original Berserk is a million times better than the 2017.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a disgrace upon man. But anyway, episode 1 of Dorohedoro, Kaimen.
I want to start this one.
All right, go for it.
So we start out with a sorcerer guy,
Matsumura,
in the mouth of a lizard, and then inside that lizard, a guy comes like from the back of the throat, shows up and takes a look at the sorcerer, and goes, "You're not the one." And
then we cut out to his friend Fuchida, trying to stop him by using this little blast of magic out of his finger that just looks like black dust.
It's like dust or smoke.
It is.
Yeah,
they call it smoke in this world, but it has no effect on the lizard man. And I love how he just gets roundhouse kicked by Mikado.
After getting his finger broken.
Just like, two fingers, yeah, twist.
That looked like it hurt.
Oh, I could imagine breaking a fucking finger with just two fucking fingers flicking.
Yeah. So then the lizard removes the sorcerer from his mouth and asks, "Hey, what did that guy inside of me say?"
"Oh, you're not the one."
Oh, that sucks. Then he just fucking, like, executes him. Cuts him to like a bunch of pieces with a knife.
Cuts him just to ribbons.
I don't know. Is it a knife or a dagger? Like,
that's a knife.
It's hard to tell because it's like a long knife, but it'd be a short dagger.
They're just knives.
Okay.
He just loves knives.
That's fine. But like, there's always that weird point where it's like, is that a knife or a dagger?
So what's that technically classify?
Yeah, it's the same thing when like, is that a short sword? Or a dagger.
Or a dagger.
Like, it's like there's a weird size point where, like, the two, it could be almost.
Either or.
Yeah.
It's like, take your pick. Yeah, with Matsumura's last little bit of life, his arm goes flying in the air, shoots a door under Fuchida, saving him from Kaimen and Nakato.
Yeah.
Leading him back to the sorcerer's world.
Yeah, so the lizard is Kaimen, and the blonde girl who broke Fujita. I have to keep thinking Fujita because it's not Vegeta.
It's not Vegeta.
It's Fujita. Fujita's finger is Nakaido.
And then we cut to a psychedelic cooking intro sequence.
Yeah, it is super trippy.
I love that intro.
And it has like Nakaido manually chopping meat into ground meat, which I know people do, but it's always seemed like such a hassle to do it that way.
I mean, in a place where you don't exactly have the highest tech of technologies.
I know. Like, I get it. And like, but I see it so often in like Japanese cooking that I wonder if like they, like the meat grinders just aren't common anywhere.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe that's just a traditional thing.
Yeah. I don't know. But like, she has these giant cleavers and she's just demolishing on some meat.
Making gyozas. I love me some gyozas.
And so after the theme song, which is very much like take your acid after so you don't double trip.
Ah, there's no fun in that.
We get a little bit more explanation that apparently sorcerers, or they're called just magic users in the manga, aren't they?
In the manga.
But they call them sorcerers in the anime. Sorcerers create doors from their world into the city, which is called the Hole, to practice magic. And so like the entirety of the Hole and people who live there, they're just like soup. Everyone is like super freaky because some sorcerer just showed up, zippity zapped them into giraffe people or whatever.
Is they just do mad. Like most magician or most magic users / sorcerers have a particular kind of magic, like reptile magic, like insect magic, like doll making magic, mushroom, make people in the mushroom magic, make people in the meat pie magic. A million different kinds of magics,
yeah,
that you specialize in.
Yeah, and then like, oh, well, you're still learning. Oh, go to that stupid piece of shit hole.
Go to that hole with no magic users and turn their people into whatever so you get some practice.
Yeah. Yeah, who cares if you kill them? Because it's practice, and they're not sorcerers, so who fucking cares?
Yeah, just having your head look like a bug is like the consolation prize of not being killed.
It is gross. But yeah, that's why everyone in this entire that's why so many people in this series look really weird.
Look really fucked up because they've been experimented on.
Yep. We also learned that Kamen, the lizard guy, has lost his memory, and he thinks the guy inside of him might be the real him.
And he thinks if he sticks magic users in his mouth, and they always, for the reason why he says, you're not the one, is you're not the one that turned me into a lizard man.
Yeah. So he thinks, like, the guy inside of him can, like, recognize who actually did this to him so he can kill them.
So he can kill them and undo the magic, because if you kill the magic user, it undoes the spells.
Yeah. Which is convenient.
Which is very nice.
It's convenient for the...
for everybody.
Yeah, everyone who isn't the sorcerer who just got stabbed.
I say, yeah, fuck him anyway.
And we get back to the sorcerer who escaped, Fujita.
Fujita, who's back in the magic world.
And they do a quick funeral for his friend, Masa Mamanama.
Scabla Dabba Dabba.
And
Matsumura.
And then, like, he reports to his boss, N.
Yeah, I just want to mention that weird, like, sequence he does. Like, he walks up to, like, a man in front of, like a garbage can with black sludge walking into it. He's like, okay, put the egg in there. This is, like, a weird prayer to, like, get your friend reincarnated.
Yeah.
Like, okay, world building's cool.
Yeah. It's like, okay, throw the egg in and then pray that your friend be reborn.
It's like, okay.
Okay.
That's cool. It's just not standard, like, Catholicism.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but Vegeta go meets his boss, N, who's a red-haired man with a knack for mushrooms.
He likes mushrooms.
That's the only thing he'll eat.
He'll only eat mushrooms.
Also, this man is a multi-billionaire who owns multiple industries in this world.
So he is, like, the pinnacle of I am magic and rich, so fuck you.
He is the Bill Gates of this world.
Only Bill Gates at least pretends to be human.
I say he's nicer than Bill Gates.
No, Bill Gates isn't that bad. I mean, at least he gives a lot of money to charity.
I don't say that.
Jeff Bezos now.
Jeff Bezos, he's a crazy motherfucker.
He's a piece of shit.
Well, like, this ain't gonna get on the internet now.
Oh no, we might get kicked off of Amazon.
Oh no, we might be killed.
If Jeff Bezos wastes the money to send someone to kill us, first off,
objective completed.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, how mad do you have to make a billionaire before they bother to waste their money on you? But we digress. He talks to N and tells him, like, listen, Kay, so, like, we couldn't beat him because
he's immune to magic.
He's immune to magic. So, like, how the fuck am I supposed to do anything when I have magic and only magic?
And a broken finger, so I can't use that magic.
Yeah, apparently, like, beginner magic you have to use from the finger?
Certain people use different parts of their body to cast their magic.
Okay, that makes some sense.
Vegeta is a lower level magician sorcerer and can only produce it from his finger.
Okay, dokey. That makes some sense. And then we cut back to the hole, and then we find out Nikaido's name, because they actually straight up say it.
They're saying Nikaido.
And we also see that Kamen works with a doctor to help treat people who were sorcerer victims.
See, he works at a hospital for people affected by magic users.
That, yes.
Words.
And so Nikaido makes it back to her restaurant.
The Hungry Bug.
With a, like, whole pig, wasn't it?
A whole, like, cooked pig.
Mm-hmm.
So she can make gyozas.
For Kamen, because Kamen loves gyoza.
Loves gyozas. It's his favorite.
It's his thing.
If anyone doesn't know, gyozas are just pork and cabbage dumplings.
They're not bad.
They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But, like, in front of the restaurant, there's just this guy who's, like, completely zoned out because he's so hungry.
He's so hungry. Also, he has a mask around his neck, so hint.
Hint. Mask thing.
Mask. Nikaido. But as soon as she gives him food and starts making a little bit of conversation with him, it's like, man, there's this guy around town turning people into bugs.
Yeah.
He's a really shitty sorcerer.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this loser.
Yeah, I have never seen such shoddy work before. I mean, I've seen people transform, but this guy, like, fucking sucks at it.
It's like, oh, you want to see this guy, huh? Well, guess what?
I'm that guy.
And then so, cut off to Vegeta trying to go back to the hole door to avenge Masamura by using an MP5 machine gun.
Magic doesn't work. I'll use gun!
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't hate that choice.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot better than some ideas. But the doorkeeper stops him because the hole's on lockdown for so many people dying in the hole.
Yeah, people keep dying in the hole, so it's like, nope, you're not allowed to go there anymore.
Also, N left you a message, and it's like a little, like, tape recorder. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do you the favor of trying to find you a new partner. Also, I know you're stupid, and you're going to try to go to the world and kill him with, like, a gun or something. Yeah, if you do that, I'm going to fucking kill you myself. Bye.
Yeah, because that would make you, like, such a shitty wizard that, like, we fucking ban you.
We ban you from the N family.
And we ban you so hard, we just fucking throw you off a cliff.
We just kill you.
And so he sent, like, hey, go find, so come to me, and then I'll tell you, we'll find the person who maybe magicked the lizard guy into a lizard guy.
And so he skedaddles back over to N. But we cut to Kaiman going to the Hungry Bug, just expecting to get some kyozas, because he's hungry.
He's hungry.
But lo and behold, he sees a magic user sitting on top of a Kaidu who has new bug arms and other appendages.
Yeah, she has, like, extra bug arms. Like, she has her arms are turned all buggy, and then, like, she has an extra pair of arms underneath that are bug.
They all freaked out, and she's pretty much dying on the ground with this asshole on top of her.
Because he sucks, so, like, he doesn't actually make the connective tissue between bug and person functional.
Yeah, no, he just practices. He's a very green sorcerer.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed. Kaiman just like, yeah, I'm gonna kill you and like redo my friend now. Thanks. And just walk straight through his magic attacks because, well, we went over this earlier. He's immune to magic attacks.
He's immune.
And by killing him, everybody, including the people back at the hospital, turn back to normal.
Uh-huh. I actually think it's really cool how he does it because, like, the bug sorcerer, like, actually summons a door and has, like, his hand on the doorknob.
He's trying to escape while his face is still in Kaiman's mouth.
And then, like, we hear, like, a cut noise. And so, like, his arm is just severed and hanging on the doorknob, swinging back and forth.
His hand's just wiggling back and forth, but his arm is just detached. And on the other side, because he formed the door, on the other side, the doorman's like, what's this? And there's a pool of blood leaking into the other world.
Yeah, it is so cool.
It is such a nice touch. And so he dies, gets some gyozas.
And then they decide, well, now that you're back to normal and we've eaten, let's go get those photos we had developed.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be able to see the guy inside of me.
But then we cut back to N giving Vegeta a device that contains data on every magic user in the world, apparently.
And using it, he finds
Ebisu.
This chick who specializes in lizard magic.
Is a small statured skull mask wearer who can use lizard transformation magic.
But then after they get the pictures, but before they look at them, Kamen and Nakato are like, hey, what's that over there?
And down dark alleys, like a door slightly evaporating. But you can see there's a skull-headed person. Like, oh, is that a magic user? Tap, tap. Yeah, so hope you're all right with this, but I'm going to kill you and, like, stuff you in my mouth.
And so, like, he rips off the skull mask and then he bites.
Well, not yet. Nakayo does a cool roadhouse kick and he just chops all of her fingers off so she can't perform any magic while they're doing this.
Yeah.
And then he proceeds to rip her mask off and be like, wait a minute. It's a girl? Like, whatever.
Honk.
Munch. Puts her head in his mouth. And the mystery man gets ready to answer. But before that can happen, an actual door appears.
Yeah.
And it's Fuchida to the rescue.
Yeah, so he grabs Ebisu and like is like pulling on her while she's still in fucking
Still in Kaiman's mouth.
And like so he gets her through the door, but
Kaiman kind of gets a good deal on it cuz he gets her entire face. And she gets back into the wizard world without a face, though.
Face
off.
He took her face off. Off. But yeah, it is so gross and awesome.
Insane. So, Ebisu is without a face for now.
And a little insane because, like, brain damage.
See, a little crazy because that's a lot of fucking pain.
That's a lot of fucking pain. And teeth were in her brain.
But anyway.
And she was ripped off.
Her face was entirely ripped off. Doesn't sound like a fun time to me.
No.
But Nikaio's like, well, how about we look at these photos anyway? And then it's just him with this big old goofy tongue sticking out, eyeball bulging. And then he gets super mad. He's like, I'm just ready to drown myself in liquor.
And then later we get a scene of Kamen puking blood
into a toilet.
And then the guy just like rips himself out of him and walks away.
Just walks out of his mouth, and like Kaiman like almost dies, but snap back to reality. It was a dream.
Wake up.
Wake up.
And because as a lizard, he has spikes on his head. Every time he wakes up, there's like a pillow stuck to his head.
He always sticks his pillow to his head because he sleeps the wrong way.
And the episode ends.
Not yet. So we cut to goons getting their heads literally put into walls.
I was about to mention that. Like, the episode ends with goons.
You need to talk faster.
Sure. But yeah, continue.
Yeah. Literally goons getting their heads put into walls by a tall purple person and a guy with a heart-shaped mask with a hammer.
Wearing his mask backwards.
Or it's backwards, but we don't know that yet. See?
And that's the end.
That's the end of episode one.
Yeah, this for episode one is like a lot of exposition. I get they need to get out of the way, but it's still a little bit like, okay, wow, that, there's a lot about this I need to know, I guess.
There's a lot to digest in episode one.
Yeah. It's not bad by any means, but it very much is like, we are setting up everything from now on, and after this, everything will make mostly sense.
See, this helps. This is the foot in the door, more or less.
And so we go on to episode two.
So we kick off in episode two. Inside the garbage bag, where we cut back to where we left off episode one with Heart Guy and Purple Man fighting the goons still, or more or less when we were at the last episode.
With goons literally having their heads shoved through walls.
Through walls.
And hammers through their face.
So we learn that the Heart Mask guy is named Shin, and they work for N.
And the other person's name is...
We don't learn that yet.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a noi. But we cut to Kaiman going over to the Hungry Bug to go get some food from Nikaido before he goes to work. But she's feeling down because it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
And all the rain in Hole is made from the smoke from magic users' magic. Because there's no rain in the magic world.
So I don't know about that bit about no rain in the sorcerer world, but that actually has some like scientific thing behind it.
Like acid rain?
Yeah. But no, like smoke actually can cause rain to happen because the particulates that go up into the sky attach themselves to the water vapor and makes them heavier so it rains sooner than it would normally.
Makes sense.
So that actually does have something. And also apparently this sorcerer dust rain is super bad for people.
It's super bad for ill. It's
for humans.
It's fatal for people almost.
Yeah, like no one goes out in the rain unless they're already so magic to hell that they're not really hurt by it.
Or you're Kaiman.
Well, Kaiman is magic to hell.
No, he just has a spell placed on him.
Yeah.
So if you have a spell placed on you, you can't be affected by their spells.
But so yeah, it's like, hey, I still made you lunch, but I kind of feel like shit. Have a great, nice day.
I'll see you later. So then Doc and Kaiman are shooting the shit, talking about how the rain's bad and how magic users haven't been showing up nearly as much as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
But Kaiman beats him in a game of Hanafuda to increase his pay.
Yeah, it's like, if I win this hand, you raise my salary this month.
30% this month. It's like, never play Hanafuda with a lizard.
That is a decent bet. What do you think he was betting?
Do you think he would either increase his pay by 30 or decrease his pay by 30?
Huh.
That seems like a fair trade.
Also, how much does Kaiman spend?
How much does Kaiman make?
Both are excellent questions, because apparently he gets like all of his meals free.
Because Nikaido just likes him and just lets him eat for free.
Yeah, because they even say that like in episode one. So what does he spend money on?
One? He just does it for fun.
Whatever. It's not a huge thing. It's just kind of interesting to think about.
And so he's all happy, cheery. Washing, cleaning up the dead bodies, having fun.
Yep, making sure the entirety of the hospital is spick and span.
Squeaky clean.
Because there ain't no one getting magicked up to hell today.
Not today. But he goes on his lunch break, and Doc throws him a bag. He's like, here, throw us in the incinerator. But it starts kind of moving and making moaning noises.
And we cut away.
We cut back to people meeting Wall with Face. Again.
Yeah. It's still the same guys. There's just a lot of them.
There's a ton of guys.
Yeah, and they're all sorcerers, but they're getting their asses kicked by Shin and Noi.
See, so they kill all the goons as they But there's one more person, and this guy is actually a magic user.
Yeah, this is like someone who's actually kind of talented, even though he's old as fuck.
He's an old ass man. They basically just killed all their goons.
Yeah, it's like the goons aren't worth us using magic on, so we'll just fucking melee the shit out of them. But this dude actually might be trouble, so Shin decides he needs to use...
uses magic. His smoke. Which I love his ability. So disgusting.
So then we cut back to... Kamen in the bag.
Talking to Bagman, which he's like, yeah, a magic user put me in here. He's like, why don't you just get out? We'll look inside. Ooh. Oh, yeah, I kind of see why you're like, yeah, can you kill me, though, by the way?
Like, yeah, just...
Okay.
Yeah, like, I was a sorcerer, and another sorcerer got me. Just kill me.
It's like, so, you want to tell me, like, anything about sorcerer? Like, nah, can you just kill me?
Just kill me.
Okay. Throws him in the incinerator, like, thank you.
And Kamen doesn't feel super great about that, but at the same time, it's like, what else was he going to do?
He's like, I killed a sorcerer. He's like, I've killed sorcerers before, but this one felt weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of get that. Like, uh-huh. You just put a guy out of his misery.
Yeah, it's something different between like, okay, I fought this guy and we were both trying to kill each other and I came out on top, compared to this guy is in such a bad state, he's like, end me!
Like, please fucking kill me. This is so crap. But after that, he gets over it, goes check on the Kaido. Stops raining.
But then we cut back to Sorcerer World.
This is a Sorcerer World.
Where the old sorcerer has been delivered.
He's in the plastic bag. Say, Shin tells Noi that he's going to take him out for dinner, and she goes, yeah! And the plastic bag rips and...
That's why I told you not to buy the cheap bags.
Cheap bags. Spills blood and his head... And he's just screaming for help. He's like, oh God, someone help me, please, Jesus, help me.
Yeah,
God.
Apparently it's super gross, but Shin's magic involves cutting people up, but like they're completely alive.
So you don't die from him tearing you to pieces.
Yeah, which is super awesome and gross.
Which is awesome, because we cut back to N's place where he's like hung him from hooks like perfectly. So like he's in his regular body, but they're like each segment's like an inch away from each other. And ends interrogating the guy, and the guy is just like, nah, I ain't telling you shit, you might as well kill me now. It's like, have fun, fucker.
Yeah, it's like, listen, I'm going to keep interrogating you, and if you really don't speak up, then I'll simply...
Boop.
Yeah.
I'll just do this.
And it shows that N's power is...
Mushroom magic.
Yeah, he turns things into mushrooms.
He can turn literally anything into a mushroom. Say, but we cut to Vegeta and Ebisu.
No, before that. He gets a call from his restaurant asking.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's like, our special this week is sirloin liver.
Liver?
Well, not sirloin liver. It's like
sheep liver.
Or beef liver.
Something
whatever.
Like that.
Yeah.
He's like, they should know I only eat mushrooms. Someone's infiltrated my restaurant. Just like, kind of nonchalantly. Like,
yeah.
There's a little foreshadowing. And then we cut to Vegeta and Ebisu, whose face is completely covered in bandages.
Yeah. Because, again, she has no face.
She has no face because it was eaten off and, well, bitten off, not really eaten.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did with it, but I don't know.
I assume they just left it there.
They probably just threw it away. Like, meh, that's cool.
That's kind of gross, but okay.
And so they go into a clothes store with a guy with a planet-like mask on, which looked kind of cool to me.
Mm-hmm. Like it's like a freaking...
Like a sun
not,
with...
Not a planetarium. It's like a mobile.
Ah.
A planet mobile.
Yeah.
With his face as the center of the universe.
And he's just a clothes store director. He's like, oh yes, how can I help you? Oh, well, we need new clothes and like a new mask for her because she has no face.
Yeah. Well, the young lady here actually does have clothes here on that she ordered and they're ready.
They're ready.
And we can get you a suit, definitely.
And Vegeta's all spiffied up in like a monkey suit. And this really confusing dress for Ebisu where they have to like zip all the pieces together.
It's like 100 pieces and they have to go together in a very specific way and like each one zips to the ones next to it.
And it's really confusing because they almost all look identical.
It reminds me of Final Fantasy clothes. I still love that Nomura went like, people complained about belts and zippers. More belts! More zippers!
That's what everybody wanted, right?
Like, he did it because, like, people were bitching about it. It's like, oh, you don't like the belts and zippers?
Well, I do.
And I'll make more of them. And that's why in Final Fantasy, I think Final Fantasy, not 14, 13, there is, like, a character whose entire outfit is zipper.
Zipper man?
Yeah.
I could believe that.
But yeah.
So after the hijinks of
getting the dress on,
and the monkey suit, they go over to the restaurant where they meet Noi, Shin, and N. But I love the introductions. It's like, is her boob explode? Hey, how's it going? Starts shaking his hand wildly. He's like, is this like the new thing to do? It's like, what's wrong with? Ah, it's really nice to meet you. Yeah. Goes over to Noi, just starts shaking the crap out of her hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, okay.
Like, don't worry about Ebisu. She's fine.
She's fine.
Totally. I didn't fuck up while putting her dress on.
So I don't know how to put this dress on. I only had about 15 minutes to do it. Whatever. And then servers were like, we'll take your masks. Like, oh, cool.
So we didn't need masks?
So we didn't need our masks?
Fuck.
I say, Shin takes off his mask. He's a blonde, blue-eyed man.
It's like a platinum blonde, so it's almost silver.
It's almost. Well, Noi has the silver hair. Realize, I mean, you could definitely tell from the voice, but
yeah,
she's a tall, muscular, big lady.
Uh-huh. And we find out pretty soon that she has healing magic, and so I wonder if they've explained this, but I bet she's so buff because she basically continually healed herself while exercising or something.
No, that's really far into the story.
Okay.
That's very spoiler material.
Okay, then we won't get into it then. Again, I've only seen these first three episodes, so any guesses I make correctly or incorrectly...
Are all in the dark.
They're like based off of almost no information.
It's going off tropes.
Anyway, so N, they all sit down to eat, and everyone has mushroom something.
Say mushroom something because mushrooms. Or N's only food he'll eat.
Mm-hmm. And N decides, listen, we'll send you two, pointing to the cleaners, Shin and Noi, like, go kill the lizard guy.
You're the lizard man.
And, of course, Fujita's just, like, ecstatic about this.
So, yeah, I'm gonna get revenge for Matsumura?
Yeah!
He's like, but first, can you heal Ebisu's face? Yeah, we kind of need to know some information she might have on the lizard man, because she knows lizard transformation magic.
So either she's the one who did it, or she might know the one who did it. I don't know. Either way, we need information from her.
But we get cut off, and I'm going to say the Japanese pronunciations, because I fuck it up in the English version. Two shape-shifting magic performers who turn into Kaimen and Nikedo, so they know what they look like, named Aitake and Maitake, because they really butcher the shit out of it when they say it in the English dub.
Oh no, it was really fucking fast when they said it, and they never reappear in these episodes, so I didn't bother to write their names down.
I don't care. They fucked it up.
Yeah. But so these two transforming magic users, and apparently transformation magic is super difficult.
It's super, yeah, super impressive. But we realized that they were fakes because N mentions about the liver. And then they just pull out two handguns like, you noticed too late, N.
Yeah, now we'll get to shoot you.
But being trained assassins, Noi and Shin intervene.
Like, Noi throws two forks on their gun hands, and I love fucking Shin's reaction to it. It's like,
why'd you throw knives?
Like, why'd you throw the forks? We have knives. That's like, so,
that's the obvious thing to throw. Whatever, you're lame.
And then, like, these assassins go like, oh, well, we failed, but we'll run away and escape. And so they start bolting towards the windows.
They, like, do, like, the anime back jump where they fly, like, 80 feet in the fucking air. It's like, nope. And then opens his mask and breathes the magic on them, turning them into mushrooms.
Yeah, I don't remember if we've actually said this, but all wizards wear masks.
And so that's their thing.
And in general, I believe you told me the nicer their mask, the better the wizard sorcerer person.
So if you're a good standing sorcerer, you can get your mask made from a devil themselves. Say if you're a lame wizard, you get a lame mask that you buy at Dollar General.
So yeah. Fujita's mask is literally just like a Mardi Gras mask.
More or less, like, it's like the,
it's Robin.
It's basically just red with a big fake nose.
Are we sure that's fake? Are we sure he's not Usopp?
No, he doesn't have a big nose.
Oh, that's sad.
Kind of like how Masamura just had, like, a weird, like, flesh-colored mask.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, a unskinned face mask.
Weird. Gross. But kind of cool, too.
Which you wouldn't notice because he was only on the show for a minute.
Yeah. But so, N magics up his assassins, and then he tells his staff, okay, cook those up and eat them, and find the real to performer people.
And if they're dead, make mushrooms out of their bodies.
And like,
make sure to reuse them. I hate waste.
And like everyone else realizes, holy shit, we've been eating people mushrooms.
I mean, meh.
I don't know. There's like a level of cannibalism where it's like, you've altered a human so much. Is it cannibalism?
See, that's what I mean. Like, they're structurally a mushroom, but I mean, just knowing that they were a person probably is gross.
Yeah.
Meh, I'd eat people.
I would.
Don't put that on record.
I wouldn't eat people officially, even if I like got permission from the person, like, oh, hey, my leg has to be amputated. You want to try human meat?
Say hell yeah, throw that on the Barbie.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Even. I don't think that's legal at all.
It's not even kind of. Even with permission, it is not even kind of. Anywho-zeals,
see, but anyway.
We cut to Kamen and Nikaido traveling on motorcycles because they're cool.
Because they have motorbikes.
Motorcycles are always cool. Only cool people ride motorcycles.
See, but they stop at a bar and. There's this guy with, I don't know how to describe his face.
Yeah, I don't know what his mask really is.
Well, it wasn't a mask. Oh, he just has a fucked up face.
Oh, yeah, it is a fucked up face. Forgot about that guy. Imagine if you made someone into an elephant face and then gave them, like, six trunks instead of one. And then you gave them, like, a squid face. It's like a squid face.
It's like
face.
A squid face because, like, he drools everywhere. Like, he'd, like, snap his head around and, like, flip drool all over the place.
And like, holding a mug underneath his head on accident, it like drips into the beer.
It drips into Kaiman's beer. He's like, how about you do some of your damn drool before you serve me that?
Yeah.
And he's complaining about his face being itchy. He's like, maybe it's because there's bugs coming out of his drool.
Don't even joke.
Don't joke about that.
Yeah, apparently they're looking for a sorcerer acupuncturist.
The acupuncturist.
Whose whole deal is that he uses needle magic to change a face.
He can maybe fix Kaiman's face to maybe be a human face.
Or maybe he's the one who fucked up his human face.
And so they go look for a hotel overnight, like just because they're tired. And the kid's like, yeah, I'll go get some food. Goes down to a grocery store in this world where it's like, what do you have for food? And it's like behind like a gated wall, like a thing that you'd see.
It looks
like
a bank teller.
It looks like a bank teller. Yeah, I was going to say like at a bank. He's like, well, we got this, and, like, slides, like, a thing of mochi and, like, a ramen noodle packet. He's like, this is what you got. He's like, okay.
Well, this sucks. I wanted to make,
like,
curry.
Stir fry or something.
I wanted to make curry.
And so she hops back on her skateboard and makes her way back to the hotel, which is basically just, like, 20 tents.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that's cool, I
mean, post-apocalypse, if they're going to have, like, places for you to stay... Why not it just be like a tent lot?
It's not going to be anywhere fancy.
No. Like, at best, you might get a building.
But on her way back, she gets stopped by, I want to say, like, four gangster, like, just
three
hood rats.
Yeah.
Just with spears. And, like, mm-hmm. All right, drop the food and the clothes and
yeah, drop
we'll
everything
let
you
go.
Have. She's like, listen, I really don't got nothing worth anything.
And she's like, all right, fine, if you want to be that way. And just single-handedly fuck these guys up.
She, like, kills two of them.
She kills at least one of them, because, like, she beheads the guy, like, skulls him.
There's this one guy who she, like, knocks the eyeball out of, and then his friend steps on it.
He's like, oh, come on, man, watch where you're walking. He's like, oh, sorry, man. And like, just cuts off the top of his dome with his brain flying out, and then catches it with his own hat.
And then she goes, like, man.
I always kill someone.
Like, whenever we travel, I end up killing someone. And, like, the third guy bolts because...
He just runs like, fuck this.
Of course he did. He just saw one friend lose an eye and the other friend get...
Decapitated.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. So, what would you do in that situation?
But, in exchange for killing a guy, she got a free ticket to a club with an acupuncturist there.
So, they know where the guy is. They go to the club the next day, and it's, like, this super busy club. And, like... It's weird. I don't know how he finds out exactly, but somehow, like, Kamen instantly, like, zeros in on the bar where there's, like, this dude, bro.
Well, I think he's just, like, he just walks. He's like, I'm gonna go get a drink. And like, oh, all right. Fine.
Yeah. So the acupuncturist literally looks like a dude, bro. He has, like, a backwards baseball cap and a hoodie.
He has a luchador mask.
Yeah. Like, as dude, bro, as any sorcerer we've seen.
Yeah. He's just like, yeah, man. Like, I don't have evil men. I don't fucking turn people into squids. I just, you know, fix people's faces for money.
It's whatever. But obviously, Kamen still does the...
He still greets Mystery Man to him, head-on collision style. And You're not the one. Hey, what do you say? You're not the one. Well, sucks to be... Wait, Cayman, that's the extra puncturist. Like, oh. Yeah. Well, okay, we can try it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, man, I could probably fix that whole lizard face thing, bro.
I can fix that pitiful face here. Pitiful? Who are you calling pitiful?
And then like a dozen, like three dozen needles in his head. Face.
And then he just freaks out and it really doesn't do anything at the moment. It's like, well, his face might turn human later. How about I read your fortune? It's like, okay.
And he reads Nikato's fortune, but I don't really know what he does, but they're like needles in the bar.
It's almost like he drops needles and like whatever angle they fall at, it's like some kind of fucking fortune.
Yeah, I've never heard of needle reading. I'm not saying it's not a thing. I just have never...
I've never heard of it. Maybe it's just something in that world that's a thing.
And maybe it's something in that world. Maybe it's a like semi-common thing in Asia and we're just stupid American bitches.
I didn't look that far into it.
Yeah. But point is, fortune telling, Nikato, bad.
Say, something bad is going to happen to your heart, or because of your heart. It's like, what? You mean like, my health's bad? It's like, I don't know.
It just says
the death sign showed up.
And something related to your heart, man. And like, my fortunes usually come true, so just be careful, man.
It's then...
Careful, bro.
Before the episode ends, Shinanoi prepare to travel to the hole. Cut.
Episode 3. Episode 2 was really kind of neat, because it actually starts setting up the story beats from now on.
I liked episode 2. Episode 3 is probably my favorite of these three.
I would agree. But episode 2 was like, we're out of exposition and now we get the show proper. And I do like the show proper a bit.
I love the show proper. I love the show in general. But I forgot to write down the episode name.
I didn't do it either. So episode 3, it's an episode.
Say episode 3, the episode.
Yeah.
So we find out more exposition about this world building. That once every year in Hole, the dead rise up from all the lingering magic dust in the air.
Because of course they do.
Because of course.
What's an apocalypse without zombies?
What's a post-apocalyptic world without the undead?
At least these undead are polite and only show up once a year.
Yeah, once a year. You know, unless, you know, magic users have zombie magic.
Yeah. Like, compare that to, like, fucking ghouls in Fallout, where... Hey, yeah, ghouls just kind of appear in places with a lot of radiation, and people can become ghouls if they're near too much radiation.
And they just kind of...
Show up.
Yeah, show up.
And they're always there. This is at least like, okay, so once a year, we have to kill some motherfuckers again.
Because.
But...
Magic.
But it's once a year, we can just all be ready for that
day. We all plan for it.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah. And apparently this year's slogan for the event is, don't stop... Kill them.
Don't stop. Kill them.
That is what the slogan is. Okay. Like, we hear some like announcements in the background telling everyone.
I think Nike needed to trademark that one.
Yeah. Yeah. First there was dare, then there was do it.
Now
there's don't stop. Kill them.
Kill them.
So all slayers in the city go to the graveyard to prepare to re-kill.
See, really put them in the fucking grave.
And then back with Shin and Noe.
Say they go over to N's place to fix up Ebisu's face and fingers.
Uh-huh. And we find out Shin used to be a normal person who lived in the hole.
In the hole. But then people found out he's a magic user and...
Lynch.
Yeah, kind of killed his family. Fun times.
Noe uses her magic to heal Ebisu. Bippity-bam. Cure light.
It's a cool little transition where she regrows her fingers and face and brain tissue.
Yeah, it's actually really cool how they do the brain, because they actually show like neurons reconnecting.
It's weird. I love it.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's like some cool detail for like, you could have just had like bippity bam, she's alive, or just or stopped at the face, but going all the way to like the fucking
brain.
Yeah, that is.
That was cool. I did like that. Mm-hmm. But she does mention that Ebisu is healed, but her memory will take some time.
Which makes sense, because after any type of brain trauma, even if you heal up, your brain still kind of has to reorganize shit.
It's kind of like, okay, we're going to reboot, install the updates.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
And so then Shin, Noe, and for some reason, Ebisu and
Vegeta
all go to the city.
They all get ready to go to Hole.
Yeah, they all get ready because they don't actually go.
Yeah, they don't go yet. They get ready to go to the Hole.
Yeah, and then back in the Hole.
So we see that there's, it's almost like a
festival?
A festival.
Carnival.
It's like there's dozens of people like getting ready to slay zombies.
Yeah, there's like food stalls and like a prize window.
There's like a prize booth where every undead you kill, there's a little like dog tag that the funeral home puts in them, and you can redeem them for prizes.
Yeah. So I think it kind of implies that only the dead from the last year shall come back, because it says, like, when they're buried, they get a tag implanted in them.
Yeah.
And we don't see any skeleton.
Yeah, we don't see any really old people. We just see dead people.
So I think they kind of imply it's only a year's worth of dead, which is still quite a bit for a major slum city.
I mean, if it happens every year, because after they kill them, the shamans or monks or whatever come over with salt and, like, put a little, like, prayer on the dead after they're re-killed and, like...
Yeah, and when we say put salt on them, we don't mean, like, they have, like, a bag and they just spread it over. No, they have, like, a shop vac in reverse.
Yeah, they have, like, a leaf blower in reverse just, like, dousing salt on them. Like, no, there ain't no damn chance this one's coming back. He's a slug.
Yeah. Like, and so everyone's getting all ready. The doctor shows that his plan this year is a brilliant one.
Poison meatballs.
Ha ha! No one can resist my poison meatballs!
See, because apparently zombies work on that logic. You're there, it's really good fucking poison.
Yeah, who fucking knows? And looking at the prizes, Kamen goes like, well, there's nothing I really want.
But Nikado, though, sees a electric meat grinder. It's only 180 dog tags, I guess.
Monetary zombie points.
There you go. That's what I like.
And so Kamen's like, hey, yeah, you're my buddy, and if I don't really want anything, we'll pool ours together. Get that meat grinder. And it'll be awesome, and let's do it, best friend in the whole wide world.
Spoiler alert, we don't see that meat grinder.
Aw, that's sad.
It's sad. But then our sorcerer gang comes to the hole.
And that's like right as the zombies show up, like, everywhere.
Start showing up.
Because, like, we get a quick scene of everyone starting their spree. Their re-murder spree.
They're putting back to bed.
And then all the sorcerers show up, and they're like, hey, what the fuck is that?
It's like, wait, Shin, are there zombies in this world? Like, no.
I don't know, unless
magic stuff happen.
Yeah, but, like, weird shit happens because we keep experimenting over here.
It's almost like a wonderland. You mean horror? Track laugh.
Ha 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 ha. Anyway, then they get surrounded by zombies, and the guy who was attacked and they saw a zombie attack was, like, also turned into a zombie.
He gets back up and turns into a zombie as well.
And obviously these sorcerers who can kill other sorcerers without magic can take care of some zombies.
This is some undead hooligans.
Except Fushida.
Fushida, because he's damn near worthless.
And fucking Ebisu, because
She's half brain dead.
Yeah, she's still recovering from post almost brain dead. And so we get to see them kill some zombies, and that's pretty cool.
That happens in the background. Cut to Nikaido and Kamen chopping up some zombies, and then they take a break getting some ramen noodles and water.
Also, and then also with the sorcerers, Ebisu gets got.
So Ebisu gets munched on when the gang meets Nikaido and Kamen.
Yeah. Because it's like, hey guys, Ebisu got bit by a zombie and she's turning into a zombie
And I like how the zombie's just like kind of like clamping down on her head like a few times, like ar, 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 like not hitting anything, just like munch, munch, munch.
But they're trying to get information from this chick, and then she first off gets brain dead, face rip off, and now she's a fucking zombie. God, these mostly evil sorcerers cannot catch a break.
And so while Kamen and Nikaido face off with Shin and Noi, Vegeta's just, like, wrangling Ebisu and, like, running away from her.
Like, trying to get her tied up so she can't fucking murder him with zombie.
So she can't eat him. And, yeah, so they're going off on this epic battle. Noi and Nikaido are doing it pretty well. They're pretty one-on-one, squared off.
Yeah, Nikaido is stupid strong and agile. But then she's also up against Noi, who is a fucking
tank of a human.
So it's like, holy shit, you broke my arm. This is gonna be fun. Let's be friends.
Say, wow, you really wobbled my guts. Watch this. And then just spurts blood out of her mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, interesting.
Let's be best friends. No way, I was told to kill you.
Gotta kill you. Damn it.
Oh, well, a job's a job.
Someone's gotta do it. And then just punches her ass halfway across the downtown square where Kamen's getting his shit pushed in by Shin.
Mm-hmm. And like, Kamen, like, it looks, he's trying to, like, stab him, but fucking Shin with his hammer is,
with the claw end, is, like, parrying his blows.
And then he, like, gets up the claw end of the hammer into, like, his jugular vein.
Into the side of his head. And he's like, oh, that's not fair.
And And Shin's goes like, okay, I think I got him. And like Shin's like on the ground bleeding with the hammer still in his neck.
And so, not paying attention, as a Kamen gets his knife and just stabs him and like pulls himself up and puts him in his mouth so he can also talk to the mystery man inside. But Shin ain't having none of it and decides to pop his head off like a bottle on a, or a cap on a bottle.
Yeah, like pure and honest fucking decapitation.
Say, all the flies.
Geyser of blood.
Say, a geyser of blood, but Shin sees a silhouette of like a human head staring back at him through the blood. Oh, he's not really dead. But then, to everyone's surprise, Nikato opens a door and takes Kamen and a severed lizard head with him.
Nikato's a sorceress!
Sorceress. A magic useress.
So they escape. And then they're like, well, we didn't know she was a sorcerer.
Damn it, she was only pretending to be dead.
Yep, we'll know next time. And then Shin goes like, it's no big deal. We'll get him next time.
See, we'll get him next time. And then falls over from blood loss.
Yeah, because he did have a knife in his chest and his face bitten, even if not off, like Ebisu.
3-inch long teeth in his neck and head.
Yeah, so blood loss, still a big thing. Then we get to like the next day?
The morning after, or like the morning of that day, because the sunrise kills all the zombies.
Mm-hmm. And we see the doctor actually survive the night and killed at least one zombie with his poison meatballs.
With his poison meatballs. He's like, oh, it's a good thing you liked poison meatballs. Because it's like foaming at the mouth and like dead on the ground. And so Kamen comes back to life with a brand new lizard head.
Yeah, like he literally fucking regrows his head and like they keep the old one in like a specimen jar.
And the doc's like, maybe we should dissect it. It's like, what? Dissect my own head?
That's so fucking weird. No.
No, that's weird. And then Kamen has another dream where he's walking the alley.
First, while he's still talking, the doctor straight up asks Kamen, hey, you know like Nikato is like a fucking sorcerer, right?
He just laughs at him.
Yeah.
Right in his face. Like, did that fat from your belly go to your brain? Stupid doctor.
And then he has another dream.
So he has a weird dream where he's walking down this mysterious alley and he sees a man. He's like, I always walk by this alley and there's a man. Is that me? Is that who I am? Is that the sorcerer that put the spell on me? And then he wakes up.
And so after waking up, because like Nikato like shows up at his apartment to talk.
To talk
about important shit. But then we cut back to the sorcerers real quick because Fushida is like running around as fucking Ebisu is trying to bite him and eat him. It's like, listen, Noah, you have to fucking heal Ebisu. It is getting impossible. She's getting worse and worse. Meat, I want raw meat.
And it's like, well, I've never healed a zombie before. There's only stuff on how to kill him. But it's worth a shot.
Yeah, it's like, well, I did some research because I wanted to see if there was something I needed to know, but no one's ever tried to heal a zombie. Oh, well, let's just fucking do this shit.
So let's just go, and then snap back.
Mm-hmm. Snap back where we hear Nikaido's story.
So you're talking about backstory of finding a headless body down that said dark alley. It's like, well, we thought it was just a person who got killed from a magic user, but when we came back, the body bag was gone, and it was walking with a body in it. And it was you.
Yeah, we thought that like someone took that headless body and just stuffed you in another body bag. But no, I think I found you headless.
Yeah, and then you regrew your head and
yeah.
Here we are. So, oh. So that's why I remember that alley.
And so Kamen and the doc go Kamen finally goes like, I guess the only way to know more information is to dissect my head.
So cut to the hospital where all three of them agree to dissect the head.
But only Kamen and the doc are like in scrubs. Like they're the only people actually doing it while Nikaido is just like with a camera.
Filming it. She's like, okay, I'll be the ghost hunter here.
I'll be the tripod. And they get decently far. Like, they actually get the brain out.
Brain, which apparently is the regular human-sized brain.
It's a regular human-sized brain. It has a left and right side, even though a lizard is supposed to only have the left.
And a right side. Hey!
And then the power goes out. Like a horror movie.
See, and Kaimon and Nikaido go out and like, well, let's go see if we can turn the power back on.
And Kaimon is like carrying the only flashlight.
Nikaido, wait up. The darkness. Huh? Well, who said that?
The darkness.
It's like, power flicker, power flicker. It's like, wait. Oh, someone took the head. Wait, watch the playback video. And then darkness, like, Mikoto, wait up. The darkness. And then
there, that
right there. And then lights come back on. I was like, oh, the lights came back on.
It was you, doctor.
It's like, and the doctor's like, why the hell would I want to steal your head, idiot? I wasn't even done dissecting it.
So someone stole their head right before they were about to, like, open its jaws up to try to see the head inside the head.
See, to see if they can look down his, what would be left of his throat. And then he cuts to, we never did recover that head. His memories, my real face, my name, still lost. But I believe that we'll find him sooner or later. And then cut to N trying out his new experimental, like, broom.
It looks basically like a motorcycle and
like a hover bike.
Yeah.
I love how they're sorcerers, a broom.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
And also, I love that one of the functions they straight up say is, like, not only is it a broom, it also works as a vacuum cleaner and leaf blower.
I love that. And, like, they put it upright and it, like, wait, like the exhaust kind of like vrooms around and pushes the dirt off the ground. Like, yeah, it cleans like 3 Tanabe mats.
Mm-hmm. And apparently the way they work is that older models, you just like fill them up every so often.
Say before you take off with smoke.
And you have to like stop even to fill them up if you're on a long trip. But this one you can like fill as you go.
So you put 50 cc's of smoke into it and it lasts you for a few hours.
And like as you're moving, you can refill without stopping.
Say, which is a hell of an upgrade if you ask me.
Yeah, right. If you had a motorcycle that could only go like 30 miles.
And then stop because it needs gas.
And then so like, even if you could create gas from your fingertips, that would still be annoying, like pulling off to the side of the road.
And so then before this episode ends, Shin comes up to N and he's like, I want to talk.
Alone.
But N doesn't let him.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, people are staying in the room. I don't give a fuck.
And that's the end of the episode.
And that's the end of episode 3.
This is a fucking weird series. See, I love it. I think I'm going to finish what the anime has.
See, what season 1 is so far.
Yeah, because it came out last year and it's only one season.
It's only one season so far. Mm-hmm. But I'll say, what is there to be learned in episode 4? All that is still the most chaotic shambles. Because that is Dorohedoro.
So I'm really glad you suggested this.
I love this show. I love this manga. I love this artist. I love everything.
A lizard guy with a head inside of his head who can take a look at his would-be transformer sorcerer magic person.
Maybe.
I don't know. There's just a lot going on.
And we haven't even gotten to my favorite character yet, Johnson. Just truly the main star of this entire series.
Shocking. That's shocking. All I know of Jonathan, and I can't
Johnson.
Wait. Johnson.
Jonathan. What is it, Joestar?
No, come we're on. Not doing Joestars this month.
Not yet.
Maybe in July. Bum, bum, bum. Epic foreshadowing.
In the future.
Let's see. I give this show a lizard out of iguana.
I give this one a Doro. He Doro.
So we had a lot of fun talking about this. We hope you did too. You can check us out on our socias.
You can follow us on Twitch at FixSpaceFans with a Z.
We are on Twitter at FictionFanatics with a Z. We try to post there at least once a week. And if we had more people like following us, we might do more.
Follow us, comment, something.
Yeah, anything.
Feedback.
But yeah, this has been a lot of fun. So peace.
Keep on smiling.